News Talk 1620, WTAW, Texas A&M University recently released the names of the first class of those receiving a new faculty honor Presidential Impact Fellows. Each recipient to receive an annual stipend of $25,000 for the next three fiscal years to accelerate their teaching, research, and service efforts. With more about the Presidential Impact Fellows program, here's Texas A&M Provost Karen Watson.
One of the things we have been observing is we have some of the top scholars in the world, but we're a little bit isolated in the College Station area. So we wanted to make sure that our faculty members, our real rising stars, have an opportunity to be in conversations across the nation that are determining the direction of professions. And so what we're doing is providing them some support. These are people who have already shown us they can perform at the top levels. Their trajectory is to move forward and become even stronger leaders in their field, and we're just giving them a little support to help them to do that.
24 faculty members out of how many who are eligible?
So about 2,100 faculty members.
How difficult was it to whittle down however many that may have been nominated to the 24?
I would say to you it was very difficult because you can pick people in all different parts of their careers. And we were really looking for a sweet spot that said these are people who've had long enough to establish themselves, but with a little nudge, they're going to be really the change makers in their field. And some people do that at 65, and some people do that at 25. So it wasn't clear cut what rank we were looking for, you know, what credentials they would already have, but what we were able to do is find people that we have no doubt that they're going to hit the mark for us, and then hopefully in future years we can get some of the others.
If you can talk about the annual stipend, $25,000 for the next three fiscal years to each of these 24, what's the money going towards?
So they propose different things. Some of them propose specific invites where they will invite top scholars in the field to come to College Station and see what not only these people are doing, but their colleagues around them. Some of them have proposed specific conferences or meetings where they will go and take leadership roles in those agendas. To make what they've been doing very well-known and visible. Some of them have proposed specific things that they will investigate that are really state-of-the-art, which you can't normally get grants for until you've kind of proven the concept. So it's just a myriad of things like that.
The bottom line or the takeaway by their work doing this will result in what?
It will result in them having even more impact on their fields.
Which can apply to research, can apply to the classroom, anywhere else?
Yes, sir.
If you want to talk about the pomp and circumstance portion of the presentations, what's the university planning to do to present these awards?
So the main thing that we're going to do is pull them together with the leaders from their colleges and recognize them. The other thing is that we did is we asked each of them to find a mentor who's a leader in the field as well from here or elsewhere, and we're going to make sure those mentors are engaged in promoting and helping these younger, not always age younger, but professionally younger scholars really be on the right track to make deep impacts in the future. And so we will also be talking about their mentors as well as the actual fellows.
Thanks again to Texas A&M Provost Dr. Karen Watson for the background information about the Presidential Impact Fellows First Class. Their names are online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.